It's Trump's lawyer's turn in court in New York. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They keep cross-examining the first prosecution witness at the former president's first criminal trial. He keeps calling rigged.
It should be over. The case is over.
Actually, it could go on for weeks as ex-National Enquirer publisher David Pecker continues to testify about payments to keep women silent about alleged affairs.
Pecker back on the stand after he testified that he paid former Playboy playmate Kara McDougal to ditch her story to protect his friend and to protect Mr. Trump's presidential campaign. He said that also was the goal of Michael Cohen. But so far, there's been no mention that Pecker was directed personally and directly by Donald Trump himself to buy off the two women to protect his election chances.
Fox's Eric Shawn outside the court. The former president is not charged in the McDougal payments. He is charged with falsifying records and payments to keep an alleged Stormy Daniels affair quiet. President Biden's also in New York City doing a radio interview. A few miles away, a pro-Israeli counter-protest at Columbia University. After all the pro-Palestinian demonstrations on campuses nationwide, Christopher King with Fox 5 TV in Atlanta was at the one at Emory University.
Officers handcuffed protesters on the ground. Law enforcement tasered demonstrators, deployed pepper spray, and hauled away protesters.
There was nothing violent about what was going on.
The U.S. is getting more shipments ready to help Ukraine battle Russia. After President Biden signed a foreign aid bill, some of the weapons and ammo will be for air defense.
A $6 billion aid package is intended to pay for long-term contracts with defense firms to help provide sustained supplies of things like Patriot munitions, high-mobility artillery rocket systems, and surface-to-air missile systems. The agreement is being made as Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin meets with European counterparts to discuss international aid for Ukraine.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
We mentioned the war in Ukraine. That was a topic Secretary of State Antony Blinken discussed with China's leader in talks in Beijing today. Blinken says he aired American concerns that
the PRC providing components that are powering Russia's brutal war of aggression against Ukraine.
The meeting between Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Chinese President Xi Jinping was at times contentious over global issues. But Secretary Blinken says some progress was made, telling reporters that not only have the U.S. and China resumed direct military-to-military communications, the two nations are cooperating on another front.
I'm pleased to announce that earlier today, we agreed to hold the first U.S.-PRC talks on artificial intelligence to be held in the coming weeks.
The U.S. wants China to do more when it comes to stemming the flow of chemicals used to make fentanyl and also discussed China's maneuvers in the South China Sea. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Now the weather, which isn't good across the middle of the country.
Tens of millions of Americans from Texas to Minnesota under severe weather threats, tornadoes, and flash flooding, centering today on parts of eastern Kansas into central and eastern Oklahoma. The National Weather Service saying storms could produce damaging winds and hail as they spread to parts of Missouri and Arkansas, and late Friday to Nebraska and Missouri, with more potential for tornadic activity as another severe weather threat develops this weekend and extends from south-central Texas through the Great Lakes. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
We got an update on inflation this morning showing it continues to creep back up. A gauge called the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index shows prices rose 2.7% in March from a year ago, slightly higher than the annual inflation rate in January and in February.
Also, Americans were making a little more last month. Incomes rose 0.5%. Spending was up 0.8%.
Fox's Jenny Casola on Wall Street. The Dow's up 150. The Nasdaq's getting 350 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.